Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Trumais, Peire Gimel Mishnah Ches. Hamischam in Leimer, someone intended to say on Peiris that he separated, that these are Truma. But for Omar, by mistake, he said Meiser. Or the other way around. His intention was to say that this is Meiser. But for Omar, by mistake, he said the word Truma. Or let's say he had Kavanah to say on a certain behemoth, this is an Oila. But V'omar, by mistake, he said the word Shlamim, or the other way around. He wanted to say Erezu Shlamim. V'omar, but by mistake, he said Oila. Or let's say he wanted to say about a certain house, Koinim She'eni Nichnas. In other words, he's mekabel upon himself a neder. L'bai said that this house is Asidim, but V'omar, he said by mistake, Lazeh. In other words, when he actually said it, he said a different house. Or She'eni Nehena Lazeh, he wanted to say, I'm not going to have any Hana from anything that has a shaykhis to this person, let's say to Ruvain, Va'omar, and by mistake he said Lazeh to Shimon. In all these cases, the din is Le'omar Klum. In other words, when you wanted to say Truma and you said Meiser, it's not Meiser. When you wanted to say Meiser and you said Truma, it's not Truma. When you wanted to say that it's an Oyla and by mistake you said Shlomim, it's not a Shlomim, and so on. Because the effectiveness of what you say doesn't click into place, Achu Piv V'Libay Shav, until both his mouth and his heart are equal, are saying the same thing. You have to say what you were thinking of saying. So let me understand this. If he wanted to say Truma and he said Meiser, does that mean it goes back to Truma? No, nothing happens. It's just plain Peiris Tevel, where nothing was taken from it. And if he wanted to say Oila by mistake, he said Shlam, is it an Oila? No, it's nothing. And when he wanted to say that this house is Austin by mistake, he said that house. So is the original house Asir? No. Because whether it's Truma Simaisus, whether it's Hegdish, or whether it's Nidoren, you have to have two things, your heart and your mouth. And they both have to be saying the same thing. And if in your heart you're thinking one thing and you're saying something else, nothing happened. How do we know your heart and your tongue have to both be on the same page? On the one hand, the Pasuk says, Moitzes Svasecha Tishmar, what comes out of your lips. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, Kol Nediv Lev. So which one is it? Is it the Lev? Or is it your lips? And the answer is, you have to decide in your heart and then express it with your mouth, with your lips. But again, it has to be piv v'libay shavin.